It's showtime.
Started. Welcome to the BS Show. This is Bob Sansevier, joined by my daughter producer Sam. What up? I see you've become a Twitter file. You're all over Twitter. You like post all day, all morning.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
well, you do. Got to take care of business.
And how many? Who's the guy that said you're the wonderful part of the show, or you're the best part of the show? Who is that?
Some old listener.
Speaks an honest word, that man. I want to say thank you to Tom Bernard, the Tom Bernard Podcast or Network, for inviting us to be part of the network way back in July of last year. If you'd like to chime in, 612-313-0289. Thank you to our sponsors. They include Bradshaw and Bryant, Always Seeking Justice for the Injured, MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com, SmartStartMN.com, Smart Start Ignition Interlock System. Get a DUI or know someone who did, they will get you back on the road. MyPillow, Minnesota Bank and Trust Mortgage Team, Thomas Brand Homes, and Frontiersman. Walk in, mention the BS Show. 5% off a used gun. We are joined today by Kevin Cusick of the Pioneer Press, business and leisure attorney Jeff O'Brien, comedian / comic Brian Miller.
Yes.
I still haven't figured out which is better, which one you prefer more. Kelly in Vegas will be with us. She will give a rundown of all your NFL games. And psychic Ruth Lorden will be with us. And now, I haven't spoken to any of the three of you guys since the big trade took place. Thumbs up. Where are you guys at on the new quarterback for the next potentially 10 years, Sam Bradford?
I think he was the best alternative, but they grossly overpaid for him.
That's sort of where I am,
too. About the election. There's no good alternatives, and it's going to cost a lot of money.
Although I'd vote for Sam Bradford in a heartbeat to lead the free world.
He has not yet had a coughing fit, so that's a plus.
No, we have not had.
He does choke a lot, though.
He's not giving us. There you go.
I think it was the best they could do. He certainly was better than any of the free agent alternatives. In terms of giving up too much, yeah, maybe. But you know, Spielman has such a reputation of finding his way into multiple first round picks or more second round picks. I think if there's a guy he likes wherever in the first round next year, he'll find a way to cobble something together and get back somebody to get in there.
Well, it was 8 days before the first game of the season that was in preseason.
So I mean, what are you going to do? Negotiating position you could possibly be in.
Right? I mean, he was the best choice in that situation that they could have possibly.
Yeah, they've entered the fiction that they were confident in Sean Hill. So much so that they're actually not. They're floating the idea that Bradford may start.
He's starting.
They haven't named a starter yet on Sunday. Well, I think it's outlandish you would start someone who knows so little of the playbook.
Josh Freeman.
Well, and I think also it's indicative that like you mentioned last week when we were on Bob, is I think there's serious concern about Teddy Bridgewater's future. You get a guy who's locked under contract for 2 years. That is insurance against the fact that his rehab may not go as it should.
Just the fact they delayed the surgery this long till tomorrow, I think, tells you how much swelling there was. Because that's why they wait for these operations, is for all the swelling to kind of go down. The fact that it's taken this long.
See, I hate to be a fatalist on this, but I think this this surgery will be to help get him to walk normally again. I just don't see him playing again. I just think it's a devastating
injury.
Hope
they can stop his coughing fits. Oh, wait, then that was someone else.
What about you, Brian? Where are you on Bradford?
I was pretty excited. I mean, some people are mad, right? We gave up a first-round draft pick. Oh, no, we gave up Trey Waynes or the Knicks' Matt Khalil. You know, I mean, our best draft picks seem to be deeper in the draft anyway. So,
If things go as planned, it's basically a second round pick.
It's a late.
Yeah,
that's what he's figuring. So it'd be a late first round pick anyway.
For a quarterback who's even pretty good for a couple of years, I think that's worth it. Absolutely.
And there's been a lot of talk about how Bradford has been, yes, he hasn't performed up to the standard of a number one overall pick, but he hasn't exactly played on world beating teams. And he finally has a really good running back.
He's been world beaten.
Yeah.
Everyone in the NFL world has pummeled him.
He's got a team now with a very good defense, an outstanding running back. The offensive line has to step it up.
Mm-hmm.
Even more so than they were going to have to with Bridgewater. They're going to have to step
up. We could be on our fourth quarterback by week 12.
And you only have two on their active roster.
That's totally possible.
The offensive line problem is even more glaring now because you have a guy with you know, occasional bouts of shell shock.
Well, the problem with Bradford...
Bradford gets those happy feet, and then he starts winging the ball.
You have a guy who's had two torn ACLs on his left leg. The side, by the way, of that line protected by Matt Khalil and Alex Boone, particularly Khalil. So
one of his times he blew out his knee, it was exactly like Bridgewater, and that he was just going back to pass
untouched. Contact. So was that, must have been the second one, right? Or was it the first one?
I'm not sure which one.
Because he got hurt at midseason the first time.
I think it was the second one.
Which is amazing because he did get hurt at midseason. He had an almost AP-like return, except he got hurt again in training camp of that next season. So, but his leg has stayed together since then.
He at least gives them a puncher's chance to get into the playoffs. Yeah. You know, that their defense and running game can get them, you know, to 10 wins, which is probably what you're going to need to get into the NFC playoffs.
Are we up? Because someone just sent me a little something.
No, the connection didn't work, and I got it now.
Okie doke. Well, everyone out there, for those download people, you're going to get everything.
Well, so he's had, I believe, the 5 head coaches and 6 offensive coordinators in the last, like, 7 years.
Since he started.
Yeah.
So, and they all quit after having to deal with him.
Is it Cutler or is it the Cutler coaches, right? Kind of the same question. Well, but you have to wonder if, you know, maybe this guy just needs a good, stable foundation. He just needs a Mike Zimmer and a Norv Turner and...
Well, one of them was twice. It was Pat Shurmur, his rookie year in St. Louis, and then last year he was his offensive coordinator in Philadelphia. So he, you know, he's probably the guy that made this deal go because he talked them up. Put this way, Shurmur's job's on the line with that one. He's only a tight end
coach. The worst case scenario for the Vikings is they still struggle to get to 500 with Bradford. Bradford gets hurt or something, and then it turns out that first round pick they gave up is in like the early to mid teens. Mm-hmm. And then that's
and the best quarterback in the last 15 years is on the board. Well, probably not at 15, but you never know. Now, Brian, you don't know this. I don't think Jeff does either. Every year you have, much like Ruth, summon the dead and do a Nipsey Russell.
Channeled Nipsey Russell. I channeled Nipsey Russell and RhymeZone.com. I find that combination really helps.
Just give us a little
Nipsey's
taste.
Your poet of choice. That's your poet laureate.
The NFL... poetry. I probably should have got this prepped up. But, most years I channel and get something on all 32 teams. And
we don't need all 32.
And basically, Nipsey doesn't give a rip about half the teams in the NFL anymore. So...
Well, while you're calling that up, Brian, because you do quick takes with Kostaki Economopoulos.
Yep.
Did I get that right? His last name?
Yes, you did. That's very well done.
And he's already, I mean, it's already out, right, from last week?
I think the new segment just went up online, maybe to quicksnaps.com, I think. Certainly look up Podbean and iTunes. Little promo there.
Good. And you should do that. Promo.
Speaking of plug.
Do you have a favorite from this past week of yours or of his?
Oh, I think my favorite one was I saw Colin Kaepernick's new hairdo. You know, he's got a giant afro. And I was
Oscar Gamble.
The problem, no one was complaining that you couldn't fro. That was never the critique. a little punny, but I liked it.
I love its simplicity.
What's funny is Kaepernick's all proud of himself because his jerseys shot up to number one in sales in the NFL.
Being bought to Burn.
In the NFL, right? And he's going to donate it to charity, but at least half of the people are buying it to Burn.
Yeah, to Burn them.
Hey, so, whatever works. Anyway, that's like the Trump strategy, right? Whether you're burning them or flying them, as long as you're buying them.
So I will just give you the one poem, the lead on the purple.
Yep.
I called it, or Nipsey called it, dislocated quarterbacks, and I will spare you talking in the Nipsey Russell vein. The knee falls apart. Down goes Teddy. Suddenly all of the purple's unsteady. Now they're counting on Sam, who went bust as a ram. Their Super Bowl hopes gone already.
A little limerick action. It's a limerick, right? Oh,
it's a little limerick.
I know, I like it. It's
mixing it
structure,
up.
Too.
And Nipsey picked the Vikings to go 8-8. Good for third in their division.
Next year, you have to go with the... sonnet, the limerick, the haiku.
No, it's mixed up. There's different.
Oh, you've got them all. There are different already.
You do got some 6-verse, some 4-verse.
Like a villanelle or a sestina? A little ancient Italian poetry?
I think, as you would say, there's about 5 limericks in there. So.
All right. Very nice.
It's a good number of limericks. I just made a fro pun. I can't make fun of your limericks.
That's exactly. But it's on LightsWinCities.com, and it's in tomorrow morning's Pioneer Press, I believe, on page 5, boy.
All right. 5, boy.
That's a newspaper talk. 5B.
Well, you got Brian Negford. 5 Brian.
Yeah, hey, I'm an old newspaper guy. I was a newspaper editor for many years.
What would you call page 5B?
I worked for a small enough paper that we just had page 5. No, we didn't need no letters.
Where was that?
Carbondale, Illinois. I was the editor of the Carbondale Times for a few years out of college.
Editor
in chief.
Wow,
main guy.
Big time.
Big time. Yeah, all 24 pages were my domain.
Do you have any ads in them?
Oh yeah.
This gives you a leg up on the Pioneer Press.
No, actually, that's not true. Monday sports section, I had a maneuver around 3 color.
They were not
half-page car ads.
They were not house ads.
No, they were car ads.
That is very encouraging.
They were car ads.
There was a day within the last month or so that I went through the entire paper and found one ad that was not a house ad.
Wow.
Hopefully it's only because it was an early
edition.
It would
have been a Monday or Tuesday, I
would think. Is that a real early edition?
No, but this is the Mondays and Tuesdays papers are always light
ads.
Okay.
All right, then they build them up as they go
on. But as we get toward football season, though, they're trying to sell cars.
You're
trying to get rid of the 16s.
Yeah,
make room for the 17s.
Well, now, Brian, do you have anything you mentioned before? Some places give you write for the city pages,
mm-hmm.
And you also tell people where they can find you. It's real Brian Miller
with a Y
on Twitter.
Yep, and BrianMillerComedy.com online. And then actually, it should be out maybe this week or next week. I have an interview with Michelle Tafoya in Minnesota.
You mentioned
Monthly.
That, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's finally going to run this week, pretty soon. So, yeah, she's a cool lady. So,
and tomorrow night's her, that's her, well, this season debut. It's not her debut.
Oh, right.
Because they've got their first game, big game, with Denver going against Carolina.
That's not going to be an exciting Super Bowl rematch, I don't think.
No, I don't think. I think Carolina, even though it's a, you know, they've got something they'd like to show.
That's going to be about a 13-10 game. That's
think it'll be that? Well, because of the defense.
Defense is so good.
The
yeah.
defenses, yeah.
I've got to drive to my grandma's 90th birthday party, so I got to head down there tomorrow. So I got to leave early so I can make sure to get back at, 7:30's kickoff.
Why don't you stay there and watch it? Watch it with Grandma.
Oh, I'm going to. But it's 11 hours away.
Well, the broadcast starts.
You're driving to Kentucky?
Driving to Kentucky for my grandma's 90th birthday party on Sunday.
Holy cow.
Yeah, the broadcast starts at 7:30, and then you have the Carrie Underwood song that goes to about 8:15.
You know they're changing the song? It's not waiting all day for a Sunday night anymore. They got a new song. That's the biggest news in the NFL.
Oh, my God.
I can't miss the new song. What if it's great?
That is lamest. One of the lamest.
Can you sing some Waiting All Day for Sunday Night? Can you throw us? Do you know it?
No.
Is there something about a Star Spangled Fight in there?
It's
we
bad.
We got Al and Chris and Michelle. They always like toss Michelle in it. I'm like, come on.
What really throws you is when you occasionally, as I do on Sirius XM listening, you occasionally hear the Joan Jett original.
Yeah, I know.
It really just throws you. But it is so lame with the different players posing and shit. It just is terrible.
It's really
just
stupid.
Terrible.
I watch it every time, though. I can't tear my eyes away from it.
It's like a television train wreck.
Well, I got
once every Sunday.
I have. We'll take a quick break, and I don't think people. I have a 12-hour trip coming up after next Friday's show. But let's take a quick break right now, and then we'll be right back. You know what? Wednesday, because the football is here. This is more going to be more football-centric today, and we'll certainly take your calls if you want to be involved. But we'll have Kelly in Vegas on about another 7, 8, 9 minutes or so. She said she'd run down every game for us, which is, that's a lot of games.
So basically, if people want to hear your odes to Donald Trump, they'll have to tune in other days.
No, you can call in and bring them in, but you can throw those. It's always a good day. It's never a bad day to take a shot at Trump or Hillary. You know what? Okay, very quickly, before we take the break, my biggest problem with Hillary's coughing, you're making a bad example. You're not a good example for the kids because you're not covering your mouth. You do it once in a while. You cough into your fist. It's still spraying the room.
I haven't seen it, but apparently there was some lung biscuit action
into a cup
of water.
They said it was green.
Well, and have you heard her excuses for it? Because there
the
was,
biscuit?
I didn't see that. I heard about it, but I didn't see it. But yesterday I had pulled audio of her. I don't have it here. I have it at the other studio.
Yeah, of course, I shouldn't pull it.
Of course. But she's coughing, and then she says that whenever she thinks of Trump, she has an allergic, and then she's kept on coughing.
She couldn't finish the joke.
Yeah. Yes. And then I think later that day she talked about how she just upped her antihistamines, which is, and it's making her cough more.
She is taking more meds now to try to stop it or suppress it.
She used her medical condition as an excuse in her FBI interview.
Yes.
A total of 39 times she could not recall certain things. And at different times she blamed it on, well, you know, that was around when I had the concussion.
But how do if you're Trump, how do you let that one slide by? Because Cheryl Mills did not have a concussion, nor did Huma Abedin. Mm-hmm. And the total was over 200 times of one of the three of them saying they cannot remember or recall.
But Hillary did the OJ thing. She had Cheryl Mills, like, representing her so she could sit in on Hillary's actual interview.
But neither could recall
and
anything.
That's the OJ thing. That was OJ declaring that Robert Kardashian was one of his lawyers just so, you know, he couldn't testify against him.
And I'll just leave it at this and we'll hit the break. And I'm not a fan of either one. However, do we really want a president who doesn't know what the C on a classified document stands for?
Maybe she thought it was an insult.
It's like, wow, here's a lot of
three letters.
You know, yeah. The one thing I don't get is Republicans have been fantasizing about Hillary Clinton's coffin for years. Why are they mad about it now?
Another pun.
Another pun, I know, too. I've been like pun jail for a while.
All right, let's take that break. We'll be right back. Justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan at Bradshaw and Bryant. Most of the time, you don't need a lawyer, but there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw and Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw and Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk to Bradshaw and Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. It won't cost you anything. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw and Bryant know what to do because they've done it before many, many times. Bradshaw and Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights. Be an advocate for you and see that you're treated fairly. So if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw and Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need. Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a Smart Start Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The Smart Start Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a Smart Start system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. Smart Start now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. Smart Start has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. Smart Start has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and Smart Start representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at Smart Start know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring. And they can answer all your questions. Smart Start is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to smartstartmn.com. That's smartstartmn.com or call 952-224-7050. 952-224-7050. And that's where you need to go if you get a DUI. Are you looking to buy your first home? Or are you looking to buy your third home? The Minnesota Bank and Trust Mortgage Team, with offices in Edina and Stillwater, is able to help you no matter what your situation, whether you're a first-time home buyer or building your real estate portfolio. Their experts can help you find the best loan program for your situation. With interest rates being low, there isn't a better time to buy or refinance than now. You can visit their website, mnbankandtrust.com. That's mnbankandtrust.com. Or call 952-841-9300. That's 952-841-9300. And contact one of their mortgage specialists today to get started on financing your next home. Minnesota Bank and Trust is a member of the FDIC and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 490-951. Marsh Hallberg walk in?
He did.
He picked us yesterday.
Yes.
It's a good song. Kevin, you're falling behind. Usually you give us some music. Or Jeff, have you given
music
there
before? I haven't.
I've been so busy rhyming for 3 days.
Brian, if you have one, if you or Jeff or Kevin have one, we shouldn't have to recycle through Martians.
I take requests as long as they're not dumb.
We should do Leo Sayer, Long Tall Glasses.
We should do NFL Films ones today on Wednesday.
You're right.
NFL Films.
Oh, yeah. I love the NFL Films music.
Play that when we go to Kelly in a few minutes.
Play the what?
I'll take a slip of paper.
Okay, yeah, you got to write it down.
You know, I said, by the way.
I'll give you a couple of NFL Films ones.
It is NFL and football centric, during the break, see, some good stuff comes out of a break, which is why we need to take them. Now, Kevin, you brought it up, right? And Jeff, you and Brian agree with them. There's a reason why Trump wants the debate with Jill Stein and Gary Johnson in it. And have at it. What is that? Because I didn't get it initially. And what is the reason?
Well, the polls basically show, right, that when you do just Hillary versus Trump, her numbers are really good or much better. But when you include all four in, the third-party candidates pull off a pretty significant amount of her votes, not that many of his. His base is strong. Yeah.
Which is part of the reason it's gotten closer. But the big reason the polls have gotten closer, besides Hillary's implosion, which some of us predicted, the changing of the polls to likely voter samples as opposed to all voters or registered voters. Mm-hmm. That always skews it more realistically, and it also inevitably skews it more toward the Republican. And that's one of the reasons, like it was CNN's poll the other day when they shifted to likely voters scenario, Trump jumped up to 2 points, so much so that MSNBC actually issued their unskewed, they skewed the poll using the 2012 sampling. And they basically said the CNN oversampled Republicans. So MSNBC recalculated that poll and came up with Hillary up 4.
The same poll.
Same poll.
Oh, my God.
But it's the same thing the Republicans did last time, claiming that, Mitt Romney's really up 6 points and all these polls are skewed or whatever. Now the Democrats are doing the same exact thing.
None of these are. You can't believe any of them. And I posted something earlier that they're making a big deal on the news shows that the Dallas Morning News, for the first time in 75 years, has picked a non-Republican. They're supporting Hillary. Let me ask you, Kevin. We both worked here. You worked at, you were the guy who would have decided. But Jeff, what your thoughts? I never was asked when a newspaper I worked for was picking a candidate. It's two or three people, decide.
It's the editorial board.
Yeah, so we have,
I have never darkens the door of the editorial
board. I wouldn't even know where to find it.
I think my understanding is a lot of papers, every once in a while, they picked someone from the opposite party just to say that they aren't biased towards one party. I remember back, 20 years ago, when the Pioneer Press endorsed Rudy Boschwitz over Paul Wellstone the second time and all hell broke loose. We just proved that we're independent.
Yeah. No, also, it gets a little ink, it gets a little attention on the paper.
Yeah.
But we've always been to the right. The Strib, reflexively, endorses the DFL or Democratic candidate every time. Whereas there have been times where we endorse neither presidential candidate. We endorsed. Well, who the hell was it when we endorsed both? We said both are,
Well, that's really coming down.
Hot take.
Yeah. It wasn't
It
wasn't the proudest moment for the paper.
You guys are hedging your bets there, huh?
Have they picked anyone yet, or that hasn't happened yet?
No. The newspaper endorsements are usually in, the last 6 weeks or whatever.
Unlike
This is actually the first one that came out was Dallas.
Because they want to get a little attention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of papers are going to endorse neither this time. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a default position.
Some Gary Johnson endorsements probably, too, just because.
When you were running the Carbondale paper, were you the editorial board, too? Did you select candidates?
We did not endorse.
A school board election
or
planning board?
We covered more
local
politics, but we wouldn't endorse. We would just kind of let everybody get their platform. But in a small town, you just give enough people rope, and these small town politicians will either do great or hang themselves. So
first, now that was a weekly, right?
Yeah,
first job it was the Stafford Township newspaper. It was a weekly newspaper, and I covered planning board meetings. And this is one meeting with four or five planning board commissioners and a few people. The room or the building, not a room, the building was smaller than this room we're in. It was unbelievable. It was just this little shack that they are shanty on the side of a road in this little town in, I think it was Tuckerton, New Jersey. But some of those, boy, that's a rough go for that sort of thing.
I love politics like that. On like the micro scale, it's so fascinating because the personalities just creep out into everything.
And there's always the old guy who stands up at the meeting and says, I want to tell you, and you're going to listen to me.
You know, I don't know how much media play it's going to get, but, you know, Mark Levine, who's a conservative author, radio guy, was a very prominent never-Trumper, came out and has had his Paul on the road to Damascus moment, and he's now
he's going
to vote for Trump. And I'm going to be curious to see how many of these the never-Trump folks, as you get closer to the election and the thinking about the prospect of a Hillary Clinton Supreme Court appointee, are just going to say, honest to God, I can't do it. I'll hold my nose and vote for the guy.
I think there'll be a lot of people flipping.
Significant.
I think both sides will do that, though. I think there's a lot of people who are like, maybe I'll vote for Gary Johnson instead of Hillary, cause, you know, to send a message. And then that day they go, ooh, but I don't like Trump. You know, I think they're both so polarizing and so detested.
I don't think a lot of people are rushing to vote for Ms. Lungbiscuit. Just the way her campaign has gone in the last month or so, I can't. She's losing support almost by the minute. Mm-hmm. And it's because of the health issues. It's the FBI thing was so damning.
Well,
that's the collateral fallout from her play out the clock strategy. Mm-hmm. She thinks she's got this big lead. She's just going to sit on it, like we all know in sports.
I was just
going to
say that's the metaphor. And prevent
it works for Dean Smith, but that's about it.
The prevent defense is the bane of my existence as a sports fan. As soon as you see a team go into it, you're like, oh well, great, we're going to lose. That's fantastic. That's worked one or two times in the history of football.
See, that's the beauty of the show. It is a football-centric day. We bring it back to football, right. Even the election.
Circle of life.
But because she's doing this play-out-the-clock strategy and not taking any position on anything, all she's doing is responding, she's waiting for Trump to say something stupid, mm-hmm. which ever since his new campaign team came on, we've now had boring Trump, and he's giving policy speeches, and all they're covering on Hillary is emails, coughing.
Yep.
You know,
he's driving the narrative completely because she's not playing any offense.
Yeah. The biggest issue, he said a lot of things that offend people, but the one that he can't walk back, and I don't think he's attempted, and it was the worst thing he said, was about McCain.
When he said, that was pretty bad.
I like my heroes not to be, not captured. To be taken prisoner.
But you see,
I thought
on a comedy level, it was a funny line.
Yeah, on a comedy level, but I mean, he was sincere.
Yeah, I can say it downstairs Wednesday night,
and you get still get like, ooh,
yeah. That would not do that well.
I've done that on open mic nights. It kills.
That's my bit. Stick to the poems,
Sam. Let's. You know what? We're gonna get to Kelly in a moment. Here, but first I want to. Well, this is a rhetorical question. Do you love great pizza? Who doesn't? Well, that means you'll love Chanticleer Pizza. Chanticleer has been in business for more than 50 years, and you don't last that long in any business unless you're giving people what they want. Chanticleer features thin crust pizza, as well as New York style hand tossed pizza and pan pizza. 11 Twin Cities locations with delivery and takeout. In Coon Rapids and Maple Grove, there's a Chanticleer Pizza Grill offering a full bar restaurant, full menu, burgers, salads, pastas, pizza, of course, and much more. There's great game day specials on Sundays during the football season. Chanticleer is your game day delivery expert for the football season. Chanticleer restaurants independently owned and operated. For more information, go to chanticleerpizza.com. That's chanticleer pizza.com. Chanticleer Pizza, the clear choice for all pizza lovers. Let's take a very quick break. Give us enough time to call Kelly, and we'll be talking much more football. Actually, I don't think it's Vegas, but she may have the prop bet on what to do in this election.
Of course, she's still mourning, though, the fact that K-State got their butts kicked.
You could bring that up to her.
I'm not bringing up any college football to anyone after what Northwestern did this week.
Well, at least you got a quarterback in the NFL for the first time in 60 years.
It was a bad call by the refs, but Northwestern should have got the ball back at the 10-yard line with a minute left. Because that was a holding penalty.
My buddy was texting me from the game, just livid.
That'll happen.
Yeah. You can't lose to MAC teams. You just can't.
Well, wasn't an MIAC team, at least. Not that they're pretty good, but. All right, let's take that break, and we'll be right back with Kelly in Vegas. For years, I was getting a lousy night's sleep. I have sleep apnea, and I wear a CPAP mask. I would be sleeping, and I'd keep waking up because the mask would shift. I talked to Mike Lindell, the owner of MyPillow. He told me about a pillow that MyPillow has that would help, and it has helped. I sleep through the night now. I'm getting the best sleep I've ever gotten, and it's all because of MyPillow. My wife, Mary, has neck issues. She had disc replacement surgery. She now gets uninterrupted sleep because of MyPillow. My kids that use MyPillow, they all love it. If you're looking for uninterrupted sleep, go to MyPillow. Minnesota made MyPillow, the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. It has one of the best warranties of any product you'll ever find, a decade's worth of warranty. I'd like to share the special offer with you. Buy a bed pillow from MyPillow and get one free. That's right, the old buy one, get one, but this is one of the best of them all. Two ways to get the special offer. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code THEBSSHOW. Easy to remember, THEBSSHOW, the name of this show. Or call the special 800 number, 800-320-3501, 800-320-3501. That is for the buy one, get one offer. And we have a very special offer for all of you who purchase and send us a proof of purchase. You will get a t-shirt from the BS Show, a BS Show t-shirt. All you have to do, like I said, is send us a proof of purchase. You find the information about that on the BSblog.com. I love my MyPillow, and I know you will too. Recently, you've heard me talk about the home builder, Thomas Brand Homes. But what you may not know is they do more than just build new homes. Tom Bernard partnered with his good friend and general contractor, Tom Huseman, and started Thomas Brand Homes after learning firsthand just how difficult it is to find a general contractor that you can trust and count on to do what they say. In addition to building beautiful custom homes, they are also your go-to general contractor for home projects, both large and small. From full basement, kitchen, and bath remodels to replacing inefficient windows and doors at a better price, it is higher quality than you'll find at any of the big box stores. For your home improvement projects, both large and small, give Thomas Brand Homes a chance. Call them at 612-545-5847. They'd love to meet with you and provide a free, no-pressure estimate. That's 612-545-5847, or visit their website at thomasbrandhomes.com. That's Thomas, B-R-A-N-D-T, homes.com. This Kevin Cusick is not a commie song, like those other ones you pick.
It's a song of champions.
It's a song for men.
That's right. Kevin Cusick from the Pioneer Press. Comedian slash comic, Brian Miller with a Y. Our business and leisure attorney, Jeff O'Brien, is with us. And brought to you by Chanticleer Pizza, Kelly in Vegas. Kelly, I love football season because it means we do get to talk, and you have kicked the owner of Chanticleer Pizza's ass many times. And, you know, I'm going to start off with his – we're not going to do a lot of college football, but I want to give you his to get your thoughts on this. And his friends made you – he became the negative indicator. When you picked against him, they all won a lot of money apparently. Because, as you know, I don't think you got – every time you picked against him, I think you were right.
Or just every about every time? Time.
Just that's about every time, stuff. If not
I've
every
seen
time.
I call Dale every week and just go through the card then.
That's right, and then you go undefeated. All right, let's get that college game, and I'll give you his pro game too. But Arkansas Razorbacks getting 7.5 at TCU.
I don't hate that. I've had a lot of people ask me the last probably 3 or 4 days what I thought. I didn't think that Arkansas team was very good last week. I pulled the trigger late, personally, on La Tech, just because I didn't have the best start at an 0-2 start. Saturday ended up going 3-0 with my customers, but I was like, I'm better than this. How am I at an 0-2 start here? So I ended up firing on La Tech, and as you saw, they took it down to the wire. I thought they were, you know, I think Arkansas is one of those teams where they play a tough SEC schedule, but they're just really not that good. I think there's not a lot of parity in the SEC. But as we saw also, TCU struggled with South Dakota State. I think the only way I can look here is towards Arkansas.
And, well, then let's go into the NFL. I mean, if you have a feeling one way or the other about the Gophers, throw it out. But this is NFL.
Unfortunately, well, the Gophers don't have a line because they're playing Indiana State.
Oh.
So there's no line. I think I looked at the game. They should win this game by about 30. Hopefully they do. I was wrong about them last week, though. It had
Many
to go down
were.
To the wire to beat a pretty bad Oregon State team.
Not good for the future of the program, perhaps this season. But let's start with this game that Dale also went with. He likes the Arizona Cardinals -6 at home against the Patriots. So where are you on that one?
I am on the opposite side of that one. I honestly the more I look at this game, I'm thinking there's no way I can't back New England as a dog. Every New England game is always inflated. For whatever reason, the squares love to bet the Patriots no matter what the line is. And I'm thinking, when I initially saw the plus six, I'm like, there's no way. Bill Belichick is 8-0 against the spread as a dog against NFC West, 12-4 as a dog, getting 6 points or more. They've won their last 5 of 6 as an underdog. I understand that's with Tom Brady, but I don't care. I'm looking at this going, I'm not going to call the upset, but I think this one's going to go down to the wire.
The other, now, by the way, because Brian has not sat in, Brian Miller, who's, do you ever do Vegas, by the way? Do you ever do any shows out there or
not? I've never worked Vegas.
Okay.
Still to be checked off the list.
But he's not, I love when you start talking about the sharps and the squares.
You really think Jimmy Garoppolo is going to pull out? Plus, no Rob Ninkovich, right? Is out now for 4 games?
Yep, suspended 4 games. I think this is a field goal game anyway. Sunday night, it's going to be close. And the fact that the Cardinals are given 6 points seems a bit much.
Well, I mean, I'm not arguing with Kelly on this one.
So I'm with Kelly on this one.
Now, Kelly, please let's run down. Because now people can subscribe to your service, right?
Absolutely.
And tell them how they can do that. Where to find it? Because, I mean, you're obviously on Twitter, at Kelly in Vegas. They can go there and be led to it. But lead them right to it on where they can subscribe to get your picks. Because, like I said, Dale, I mean, he had fun with it. But he had said that most of it, if not all the games you picked against him, he wound up, you were right and he was wrong.
You can go. I felt bad because I sat down and had lunch with Dale when he was here, and Dale's a sharp guy, so he must have just been a little square on some of those games that we disagreed on, because it shouldn't be that lopsided. But you can get all my plays on KellyInVegas.com. You can also find lots of information on Vegas Insider. You can get my daily plays there, weekly plays, and all my college football plays there. Any other plays you can get. Sometimes you get free plays on Twitter. I'm doing CBS Sportsline this fall, which is really exciting. They have a really good service, $9.99 a month. You can sign up and get tons of people's plays, as well as see all the videos and stuff I've been shooting lately.
And now, what are some of the other games that you could guide people to in the NFL that you like? Well, before we do, I want to mention, we have a woman, Debbie Lang. She's an attorney at a local firm, Hallberg Criminal Defense, and she's playing for the first time ever in the Survivor League. And my advice to her was take Seattle, because you cannot get knocked out in your first week. And to me, that's the lock of the week, that they're going to win at home, because they never lose at home.
You know, I'm also in a Survivor League, and I never do them. We're doing it with CBS Sportsline, so I said, okay, you guys can have my $20. That's where I'm looking at towards, just because it's the biggest chalk on the board. Pete Carroll is 10-0 straight up, 8-2 against the spread in his home openers. Ryan Tannehill's in the hot seat. I know they don't have a lot of major injuries, but I don't care. There's some reason why this line is that high, and I think it's because you have to bet it.
It's so 10, right? Or 10.5.
I don't see Seattle losing at home, so I got to agree with her that, and you, that Seattle is pretty much, I hate to say it, the lock of the week for Survivor.
Well, see, that maybe you could, just for a second, I don't know if you guys play Survivor Leagues at all. I never have, but I would take the best team that week, and I know once you use them, you can't use them again, but as the season goes along, a team like Carolina will emerge. So there's always going to be a good team you haven't gotten to yet, and you don't
right,
want to lose the first
sure.
week.
I think Seattle's going to be a little bit overrated compared to years past, but I think this would probably be a good week to take them.
Now, the other thing, I looked at the schedule last week. Maybe it's every year, and I forget. It seems like one of the toughest weeks for games. Now, when you put the spreads in, maybe and that's what you deal with, maybe it gets a little easier, it looks a little easier to you, but I think there's some really good matchups this week.
There is. I mean, there's a lot of really close games. There's a lot of really tight spreads. Like we talked last week in college, bookmakers have had weeks to prepare these lines. Obviously, they've moved, for example, you know, Minnesota losing Teddy Bridgewater, things like that, injuries, you know, Tom Brady announced being out. Anytime stuff like that happens, the lines are going to move. But overall, we're seeing a lot of threes. We're seeing a lot of two and a halves, a couple of fours, pick-ems. I mean, these are really tight lines. So to see a 10.5 week one, like with Seattle over Miami is pretty incredible, I think.
Well, you know what? Let me get from you the other NFC North teams, where you see those. And then I want to ask you, Packers or Jaguars? I mean, the Packers, what is the spread, and should they have any trouble with Jacksonville, which could be a better team?
So you may know this, but I'm dating a Packers fan, and the first thing I said to him yesterday when I was looking at these games was, is Green Bay really going to lose at Jacksonville? And he looked at me, and he just rolled his eyes, and I was like, I am looking at this going, Jacksonville is only getting 3 at home. Over 90% of the tickets William Hill tweeted this morning is on Green Bay. I mean, sometimes the line looks too good to be true, and sometimes it's just that easy. But I got to take Blake Bortles in this one to keep it close. Wow. I think it could be like a 21-20 game.
Well, now this one is the Lions-Colts game one of the biggest over-unders on the board?
It is. It is the, I believe, the biggest
53,
over-under,
right?
At 51.
51, okay.
Right, it's at 51 right now. I mean, this is a tough matchup for me. I don't really want to back either side necessarily. You got Andrew Luck coming back. You got retired Calvin Johnson. Detroit, who started off horribly last season. And then, you know, if Aaron Rodgers wouldn't have thrown that Hail Mary at the end, they could have finished 7-1, you know. Golden Tate, Marvin Jones, they're okay. They're going to pick up the slack, but I really want no part of this game, honestly.
Now, okay, then before we go to the Vikings, what game do you want a big part of?
You know what? And the more I look at it, I'm going, good God, why am I doing this to myself week one? I'm looking at Chicago +6.5. All the tickets are coming in on the Texans. You got overpaid Brock Osweiler, which I am a fan of Brock. He did what he needed to do for the Broncos last season. I was happy. I think they paid too much money for him.
And people need to know, by the way, just that you are a huge Denver Broncos fan.
Yes. So, and I am also a huge Jay Cutler hater. I have backed Chicago and only a couple of times in the last few years, and every single time, minus the San Diego game last year, he loves to burn me. So remember, Osweiler played this Chicago team last year, ended up squeaking out the win. I think that's probably what's going to happen again this year. I think Houston's getting a lot of hype, and I'm not really buying it. I think Chicago's going to be improved, and, well, we'll just have to see how it goes. But the more I keep looking at this, the more I keep circling Chicago, and I'm like, okay, tread lightly every time you bet the Bears.
Sitton was a good pickup, though, for them. Josh Sitton?
Yeah, for sure. You know, and I also am really excited to see Cody Whitehair, who's a K-State grad, play on the O-line this year. I think I actually wanted to DM him on Twitter and be like, can you let Cutler get sacked just a couple extra times for me, please?
I think everybody's fine with that.
Yeah, the K-State connection, maybe he'd do that. Now,
yeah, right. He's probably like, who is this girl?
How much change has there been? Okay, Teddy gets hurt. It's going to be Sean Hill. Vikings went from a 20-1 shot for the Super Bowl to 30-1. They acquire Sam Bradford. I believe they went back to 20-1. How much did the line move? Did it go back to where it was originally, or what kind of movement was there on the line when they got Bradford?
Right now, it's at +2. I did not pay attention to the line move, I'm not going to lie to you, because I wasn't sure who was actually going to get the start. And I was looking this morning, if there's really that much difference, it's maybe a point or two between Bradford and Hill. I don't think it really matters that much. I think Sean Hill hasn't really got as much credit as he probably deserves over the years as a backup. I'm trying to find my stat, and I didn't write it down. There was a stat this morning that was like 36-15, I believe, is what Sean Hill is against the spread.
Wow.
Something ridiculous. And granted,
she calls Zimmer.
Right? And 31-16-2 as a starter in the NFL, Sean Hill is. So. And it's like
times.
The exciting stat of the week that most people don't know. I had no idea.
Well, she's talking with the spread, right?
Yeah,
just the spread. Which, obviously, you guys want to win this game. I think Mike Zimmer, we've talked about this before, Mike Zimmer's a cash cow. Let me look at my stat. 24-9, Mike Zimmer is. 14-3 against the spread last season. So, obviously, you guys know why I love him. Let's be real. I'd love to back the Vikings just because I do your show, but that's why I really back the Vikings.
No, you need to do what you feel is the best move to make.
Right, and so we look at this and think initially like, oh, my God, without Teddy Bridgewater, but you guys still have that good O-line. Adrian Peterson is healthy. I think it's going to be one of those close games. I think Minnesota can squeak out the win here.
Well, that's one, believe me, there's a lot of people in Minnesota hoping you're right on that one to get the season going. Kevin shaking his head, he doesn't agree.
I think you have to. I think you have to to get the W here against the Titans. Titans are going to be improved with Mariota. I'm not set on this +2 for Tennessee necessarily. I never really like betting road chalk, but I think the only way I can bet here is, honestly, Minnesota.
Well, Kelly, as always, I greatly appreciate this. I apologize for getting into a little bit later. Next week we could spend a little bit more time, but I don't want to keep you much longer here. Thank you. At Kelly in Vegas on Twitter, and you could on Twitter you can lead people to your other spots, right?
Absolutely. KellyInVegas.com. You can see all of them right there on Twitter.
Yep, and you do want to, if you do like to bet, whether it's with or without money, maybe you do it as a gentlemanly bet. you can get a lot of help from Kelly. Yeah, you can get a lot of help from Kelly. So check out her website, and I look forward to talking to you next week, Kelly. Thank you so much. And this segment brought to you by Chanticleer Pizza. Kelly, have a great week. I hope the weather's nice out there. It sucks here, I'm getting rain.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, beautiful, 90 degrees. Not a cloud in the sky out my window right now. So.
Not bad.
I will enjoy it for you.
All right. We'll see you. Thank you, Kelly.
Bye, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. We're going to take a quick break, go to Ruth Lauren. But now, I know Kelly because we met her out in Vegas, and she did a show when I was doing the ticket. She sounds like, and she's brought this up, like she's a 3 or 4 pack-a-day smoker. When she was 14, her doctor said that to her mother. You know, your daughter really shouldn't be smoking. She's never had a cigarette in her life. This is the voice she came with.
She just drinks a lot of whiskey.
Yeah, no, it's
yeah,
not
it
that
is a whiskey voice. Is that?
No,
yeah,
but
I love
she's
that.
She's always sounded like that. Yeah. She's terrific too. I mean, she sounds great, and she does know her football.
Yeah,
ask Dale France.
She
made money.
She missed the one more obvious Survivor pool game,
which is
the 10-game winning streak Chiefs at home against San Diego.
Oh yeah,
yeah, they'll be in there next week too. Yeah. I would not, but I'm the one. I'm not going. To me, Seattle is the way to
Seattle,
go.
Seattle, although I think the point spread in that game is,
but it's straight up
way too high.
I mean, all you have to do is pick the winning team in the Survivor pool.
There's only two games like that this week that where one
KC
team,
and Seattle,
KC and Seattle.
I still take Seattle because I don't want to lose on my first weekend. I'm not taking any chances if I'm going
to
survive.
You know, Nipsey picked Kansas City to win the Super Bowl.
Wow. You are a KC guy. You and Nipsey. You know what?
I had no say in it. Just washed over me.
We're going to go to Ruth Lorden, and we're going to ask her if Nipsey Russell agrees with you the way you're using his name and his limericks and such. Kevin Cusick, Pioneer Press, PioneerPressNews.com, at the loop now. Business and Leisure attorney Jeff O'Brien, comic/comedian, or comedian/comic. Brian Miller with a Y, at Real Brian Miller. B-R-Y-A-N. And we will take a quick break, come back with Ruth. And at the end, after we talk to Ruth, if you guys are prepared, we'll just throw out your fantasy football team of the week for people, which players you would want to have if you were playing, you know, with an all-star team. And you could do that on – that's what FanDuel is, right? For the most part, although they probably give you salary caps.
You could literally take our picks, go online, and make millions of dollars.
I've never done FanDuel or DraftKings. Neither do you have us. You must have a – they must all be giving dollar values, and you have a set number you can use. You just can't pick – or can you pick anyone you want?
No, every player there's a cap.
Right.
Yeah, there's a cap. That's what I mean. So there's dollar values you can't exceed.
Sure. Those big sites are all rigged, though, because those guys are trading data back and forth.
Yeah, and that's right.
Yeah.
But it doesn't involve math because it conveniently does all the addition and subtraction for you. So arithmetic is necessary.
Oh, that's handy, though.
I am going to try. Maybe I'll even try it this way. What's the minimum you can spend? Or what do you have to spend to make a few million bucks?
I've never been on the site, Bob. So.
All right. I haven't been to either one of them. Do you know, Jeff, you're a business and leisure attorney. Do you know?
I don't.
You would figure that would fall into the category of leisure, wouldn't you?
I think yeah, that seems like leisure. Unless you're making money now,
until you're losing, then it's misery.
You know, Jeff, you got to try some of that. You just have too many darn craft breweries. It's what did you ever do the number? Because it's over 50. Do you know the exact number, or is it just?
I have no. It's always fluid. It's always changing. I always get new ones.
Fluid.
Then.
You like that? That was
very good.
That
was
almost as good as me. I was going to say
that was almost as good as Fro.
Yeah, Fro's pretty good. Pretty good.
And last week, now you got rave reviews on the new brewery.
Mm-hmm. What was the name of that brewery again?
Broken Clock Brewing.
Broken Clock.
I don't
write that down.
They're going to be in Minneapolis. And okay. I didn't realize that after I brought it in. They're actually doing their Indiegogo funding campaign right now. So they're over Twitter, you know, tweeting about, you know, ways to become – because it's cooperative, so you can become a member, a patron of the brewery.
Well, I belong to a co-op when it comes to getting my my heating oil. So
there you go. Same concept.
Maybe I should look into this.
Yeah.
You can. This will fuel you, this beer. All right, let's take a quick break. Come back. Ruth Lorden at PsychicRuth.com. Ruth Lorden. Or at PsychicRuth on Twitter. RuthLorden.com. Be right back. Justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan at Bradshaw and Bryant. Most of the time, you don't need a lawyer, but there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw and Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw and Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk to Bradshaw and Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. It won't cost you anything. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw and Bryant know what to do because they've done it before many, many times. Bradshaw and Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights. Be an advocate for you and see that you're treated fairly. So if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw and Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need. Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a Smart Start Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The Smart Start Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a Smart Start system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. Smart Start now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. Smart Start has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. Smart Start has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and Smart Start representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at Smart Start know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring. And they can answer all your questions. Smart Start is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to smartstartmn.com. That's smartstartmn.com or call 952-224-7050. 952-224-7050. And that's where you need to go if you get a DUI.
Sounds like Wagner.
It's an NFL film.
They play that. They use this a lot too.
Oh yeah.
This go back. Is this from John Facenda?
No, this is
or
this is
Harry Callis.
They did a whole bunch of new music for the America's Team series.
Who does it now? Who's the big name now? Facenda, Callis. Who's their big voice now?
It's the guy that does the American Robidoux, isn't it?
No, they do a bunch of. It was like with the America's Team series of the Super Bowl champions. They had like seven different people.
But there's no main voice now?
Alec Baldwin does it a lot. I don't know the guy who does it week to week.
Oh, because it used to be Callis, but before that, John, nothing was like John's Facenda.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He's been gone a while. I mean, Harry Callis was and he did it for years, even when Facenda was doing some of it, that Harry Callis was doing the this week in the NFL.
Well, because he lived right in Philly, and so did Facenda.
Yeah, exactly.
And the only thing about Facenda, the only knock is he was redundant. Frozen Tundra is redundant.
Quibble,
Green
quibble.
Bay, Wisconsin. Anyway, we are joined, Kevin Cusick, Brian Miller, Jeff O'Brien. We are joined by Ruth Lorden, at Ruth Lorden, at Psychic Ruth, excuse me, on Twitter, and RuthLorden.com. She will be at the Medina tonight. I lose track of days here with this Monday being Labor Day. Now, Ruth, I got to ask you a quick question. Have you ever channeled Nipsey Russell? Because Kevin did a column where every year he has Nipsey Russell make picks for him. And if there's, I just would wonder if Nipsey likes it, if it bothers him. Do many people who have passed into the great beyond like it when people use
appropriate
their image and names?
Well, I'm feeling him.
The minute you said that, I saw this weird smile, and he said he always had problems with his teeth, and that kind of caused a heart attack. He's saying he was kind of flattered, but his picks were dumb. He would have made different picks.
Nice going there, Kevin.
So he's not on the Chiefs this year.
He's not on the Chiefs the way Kevin is.
Like many people.
And then Kevin was, I mean, he also did some limericks and a lot of rhyming. He was a rhyming Simon. So he did a lot of rhyming, right? Or did he?
He absolutely did.
Yeah, that's what it was.
He was the poet laureate of the match game.
That's right.
When you mentioned that name, what came through,
you know,
kind of
is.
In my mind scream, not really, the name. And I got, was he African American?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he, did he ever wear a hat?
Yep.
He played the Scarecrow in The Wiz.
Tin Man. Yeah. Tin Man.
Oh, it was Tin Man. Tin Man.
Oh,
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Scarecrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the Tin
Man.
He
says, forget about me there. That was just picks. For the money.
forget about me.
He says he used to play a mean game of chess, that he was smart, and people didn't understand that. And he says he wished he would have been able to have gotten educated. He says, because I would have been a lawyer. I would have liked to have been a lawyer. He's flattered, he says, by that young man using my name, but he doesn't get the picks right.
Nice going.
I'm telling you.
I'm just glad he got the young part right.
He says it's an old trick. He wants you to take three coins and put them by your bed, put them under the pillow in your bed tonight and sleep. And he wants two heads up and one heads down. And he will come to you and tell you things. Now, I just felt, of course, you're going, no, that won't work. I'm going to talk about how it doesn't. But if you have to be open to it, and it's not power of suggestion, it's literally just opening the gates. And he will come because he says he wants, if you're going to use my name, which he's flattered, he wants you to get it right.
Okay, is this only Kevin doing this, or anyone can do this?
He's
only
Kevin.
Coming to Kevin.
It's Kevin. No. He's going to come through. He wants you to put those coins there.
I'm using the Sansevier-sponsored MyPillow. Will that have any effect one way or the other? Or will it just be a more comfortable
sleep?
He's
laughing. He says he never got to try. He never tried that. And they don't need him up there in heaven.
It's very comfortable. Very comfortable.
Those are very nice.
I use it.
You'll be so sleepy, you won't even know Nipsey's there.
Well, okay. I heard Tom Bernard today.
I heard Tom making a comment about how you have to wash it every couple of weeks. Well, I don't even wash it every couple of years.
You don't need to. If you want, you can. You don't have to. Now, Sam, take a note. When I pass, I want a MyPillow under my head.
Oh, okay.
All right? I want a MyPillow for eternity.
You know, that's probably too coffin. Puffy, and that might mean you're sticking out of the casket too much.
I just won't wash it.
Well, they have softer versions.
Well, actually, do they have the airline pillow?
No, they have the airline pillow.
Like, you can get like a rag top. You can put the top down and give yourself a little bit sometimes when the weather's
bad
nice.
Luck. Don't talk
All right, we won't
this.
Talk like this. We do not talk about such things. Well, tell Nipsey this is very nice of him to do. Now, Kevin, repeat after us. What is it? How many coins are up? How many heads up?
Two up, one down.
Two heads up, one tail down, and he'll. I want to hear. Actually, you call in tomorrow if you don't forget
to
do it.
I will do it tonight because I've got three coins in my pocket right now.
Now
so.
Do you have?
That's a newspaper brag right there. I got three quarters.
Do you have a blue sheet, like light blue sheets, powder blue sheets, or are the sheets blue?
Right now, I believe the beds on the Cusick bed are kind of an aquamarine, kind of a Miami Dolphin.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what the colors that he likes. Not too bright now, but he likes that. But he wants these pillows, and he'll try to come talk to you. He says, but now listen to me, because he sees things differently than you.
Many people do. My picks are not noteworthy for their accuracy.
That's what he says. If you're going to use my name, get them right.
Yeah. But I did pick
and
the Packers
says,
to go to the Super Bowl.
Forget about that stupid watch. So do you wear some watch that's too big or too old or something? He doesn't like
no,
it.
No, I never wear watches.
They're too big and old.
They're too big and old, yes.
Just forget about that stupid
watch.
Plus,
I never really have a great need to know what time it is.
You better know the right time to put those coins under, though.
Two
he won't
up,
be able to sleep all night.
Two up.
One down.
One down.
All right, and does it have to be quarters, nickel? Can it be the same? Have to be the same denomination?
He's showing me almost like pennies or like gold dollars or
he's
a
pennies.
Coin that's not colored silver. They're
he's
colored
pennies.
More like maybe copper or gold.
Pennies.
Maybe yeah, Susan B. Anthony dollars.
Do you have any coins that are
Sacagawea dollars?
We have a whole chest of like coins that.
Yeah, yeah.
I probably have three of every coin that's ever been minted.
No wonder he brought that up, because he says those are close to your heart, and he wants to get to your heart.
He could, with just with those coins, he could probably buy it.
I could buy the New York Daily News. I know that.
They're both available. All right, for pennies on the dollar. All right, Ruth, what's your vibe of the day?
It's short and sweet. We can be our best selves today as our confidence matches our skills, realities, and luck. Tonight, more is more. So put 100% in, go for it, full tilt boogie, and win.
Tell that to my wife, please.
Nice, Brian.
Well, then you would win.
All
okay.
Right. Ruth, thank you so much, Ruth Lorton. Thank you to Nipsey Russell for coming through. Kevin, you better put those quarters on and those coins. Two up, one down.
I'm going to actually go to bed earlier today.
You won't be able to sleep. You'll be nervous. All right, now we're going to go quickly around the horn here. Give me, if you were going to have a quarterback, two running backs, two receivers, a flex guy, and a kicker, who would it be for this week? And I cheated because I went with mostly guys that, you know, we're not doing the FanDuel limit on any money. So, Kevin, you've got yours in front of you. You go first. My quarterback will surprise people, I think.
Okay. Well, first of all, and Kelly talked about the over-under on the one game. I think the big high-scoring game this week is going to be the Saints and the Raiders. Drew Brees is probably going to have a new contract by then. So I took him at quarterback. Yep. I think he's going to have a big game. The two running backs I thought were kind of obvious. The Rams are such a mess at the quarterback position that Todd Gurley is going to be a guy that you pick until his legs fall off. And then my number one pick in our draft, Zeke Elliott, is going to debut big against that Giants defense.
And receivers?
I took Mr. Beckham. Going up against Dallas, I think that's going to end up being a pretty high-scoring game. He's now even more so the number. He is the only real target that Eli Manning has. Going back to the Saints game, I like Amari Cooper of the Raiders being their big target. If that's like a 40-30 game, he'll be doing good there. My flex, a player you've heard of, Adrian Peterson.
All right.
I like him. He's going to get a lot of carries this week simply because either Sean Hill doesn't do much or Bradford can't do much because he's limited in terms of the playbook. And in terms of kickers, I always look for a game that I think is going to be kind of close to the vest. There's a bunch of games this week. The Carolina-Denver, either of those kickers would have been a good choice. I went with Gostkowski of the Patriots going up against Arizona. That's going to be a back-and-forth game, probably a lot of field goals. Seems as good a choice as any.
Now, are you guys ready yet? Because I can throw mine if you guys aren't ready.
I'm working on mine.
I'm working.
All right, then I'll give you mine. I'm going for the game that has the, as she noted, the highest over-under. I'm going with Matthew Stafford. I think he's going to light
it up. Matthew Stafford's starting on my team.
Because the Colts defense is not very good. I think he will put up big numbers. Going the easy route on running back, Ezekiel Elliott and AP. You can't go wrong with them.
That's what I got.
With that Cowboy, offensive line, my God, he's going to have a big game. And I think AP, again, will depend on him. I'm also going the cheating route at receiver. Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham Jr., and my flex, Doug Baldwin. Because I think that he will pick up, not necessarily where he left off when he had a great second half, but I think he will have a good year this year. And Seattle's going to put up a lot of points.
No, they're not. Miami has a very good defense.
I think they're going to put up points at home.
Miami's problem is on the other side of the ball.
I like the 10.5, and I'm going to also take the Seattle kicker, too, because I think they are going to have points.
So what we have here is a difference of opinion.
That's the beauty of this. And how about, Brian, are you ready?
Yeah, pretty much. So, I'm with you on Seattle. I'm taking Russell. I think... But Seattle was so good last year on offense that they are so focused on their defense that I was very impressed with Russell last year. I think he's going to come out strong at home.
And he's getting action now because now he's married, so he's not
– that
pent-up virgin –
He's got
years
of chi expended all in one weekend.
Right, Russell Wilson at quarterback.
Measures chi by the gallon. AP and Zeke Elliott, I would say. I think kind of a safe bet, but I had ODB and Antonio Brown as well. I think Antonio Brown's going to be on fire, especially with no Martellus Bennett to throw to. Not Martellus Bennett. He's out for this year.
That's going to be a high-scoring game, too, right?
That's going to be a high-scoring game.
Who
am I thinking of? The
tight end who retired.
No. Their other receiver who's out for the year for the drug
suspension.
Martavius Bryant.
Yeah, Bryant.
Right. MB, yeah.
Hey, so by the way, Jesse James is going to have a hell of a year for that team because the other one's never going to play with the concussion issues.
Yeah, yeah.
The one they got from Seattle, Ladarius Green.
Which reminds me, one of the stupidest comments of the week, Terry Bradshaw did an interview where he claimed the best quarterback in the NFL was Ben Roethlisberger. Today, Ben Roethlisberger heard about it and said, "No, Tom Brady."
Tom Brady. Your flex?
Flex, I'm going to go Todd Gurley because, again, I think the Rams are going to have to run it. That's all they've got.
And kicker?
Blair Walsh. I think I have confidence in Blair, and I also think we're going to have a hard time getting into the red zone with whoever winds up throwing the ball.
All right, Jeff?
All right, I got a lot of overlap here, but I'm going to go with quarterback. I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers because it's Aaron Rodgers.
There's no overlap there.
Running back, Adrian, I think, and Elliott, I think they're going to, you got two teams that have questions, quarterbacks that are just jumping in here. I think you need to have the two, I think the two running backs are going to get a lot of action. Wide receivers, Beckham, and I picked Golden Tate. I think Stafford probably has a decent game, but he's got to have somebody to throw to. I think he relies on Golden Tate. I also went with Blair Walsh. I think for the Vikings, I think it's going to be Adrian and Blair providing a lot of points.
And you need a flex guy.
Flex guy, I'm going to go with Gurley. I think for the same reasons. I think that they're...
So we pretty much, the running backs...
Yeah, the running backs
pretty much
actually, have quarterback issues.
If there's a surprise here, is that all four of us took different quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And we'll have reasonable reasons, you know, for doing it. One thing, going back to what Kelly said about Detroit, is people don't realize... A couple things people don't realize, how good Kansas City was at the end of the year, winning 10 in a row. Mm-hmm. Had it not been for the Hail Mary pass, Detroit would have won 7 of their last 8. And... The Detroit offense, once they changed to Jim Bob Cooter?
Yeah, best name in football.
once he got in, their offense, he spreads the ball around much better. Detroit, I picked to win one of the two wild cards in the NFC this year. Although, in all honesty, that's basically the spot that the Vikings would have been in with Teddy Bridgewater. The second place team in the North will get a wild card.
Do we think, by the way, that Gronk is going to do well because Garoppolo is going to be doing a lot of short passes to the tight end? I think Gronk could have a pretty big game because of that.
I toyed with the idea of Gronk.
As a flex, I almost had Gronk. Almost had Gronk there.
Yeah. But I still had to get a place for Peterson and
his 40
carries.
But they're playing Arizona, though. Arizona's got a pretty stout defense, too,
now,
so that's going to be tough.
You should know this. I'm looking at Brian Miller here very quickly. First of all, I thought this name was a joke when I saw it. There's a guy whose first name is like Kostaki Economopoulos' last name. Do you know who I'm talking about? He scored. He was involved in a scoring play in the, I believe, is this him? No, that's not even him. That's a different guy I'm looking at. They have a Deda Kunbo, but that's a different, that's not even a guy I'm thinking of. I'm going to see if I can find him quickly here. Oh, here it is. Equanimeous St. Brown.
Notre Dame.
The greatest name in
Equanimeous.
Equanimeous.
I love it.
It's kind of like, it's not exactly Economopolis, but Equanimeous. St. Brown.
Yeah, and to use it in a sentence, Equanimeous this year will be playing in the Music City Bowl or some other crap thing because Notre Dame, if they can't beat Texas, they are not going to be bowl championship playoff worthy.
Well, he is my favorite player in college football with that first name. And I wonder what the backup name was if they didn't go with Equanimeous.
Mike.
Yeah, Mike. Exactly. All right. Thank you to Kelly in Vegas. Thank you to Kevin Cusick. Thank you to Jeff O'Brien. Thank you to Brian Miller. And thank you to our listeners and our sponsors in CM for putting up with us.
You're
thank
welcome.
You so much.
Maybe she'll tweet about this as much as she does about that other stuff.
No shot. We will thank you, Thanksgiving, for that one. We will talk to you later.